Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Also for this morning, for the grace to be here by His grace, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. We are not hearing the words of man here, but the words of God. May the Lord help us all. For we all need the help of the Lord, hour by hour. I would like to greet all of you very warmly from near and far. And my prayer is, may the Lord reveal Himself this morning in our midst, speaking to us, confirming His word, confirming His presence, healing the sick, saving the lost, and delivering the captives. We are grateful for the blessing of last night. He has opened the Ark of the Covenant. He has given us His Word. He has revealed His Word unto us. Brothers, sisters, can we not be great? Can we not be grateful? Have we come to this place with great expectation? I'm in great expectation. And I'm not looking on myself, but I'm looking unto the Lord. He will make it well. Praise and thanks. Now, let us start with singing two songs. We start with hymn number 33. Hymn 33, When We Walk With the Lord. 33. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds in our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus. You must trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay for the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or will walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Amen. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. Do we look for it? We trust and believe and obey what the Lord says unto us. May he bless us this morning. As the second song, let us sing 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Everything is grace, unmerited. 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. Will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Thank you. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for his grace, which he has given unto us. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a short word from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2, from verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Praise and thanks for this precious word. Paul expresses here that he is thanking without ceasing, thanking God for the word which he preached. We are grateful to God for the word which is preached unto us today. It's not the word of man, it's God's word. And finally, it says, which effectively worketh also in you since you believe. Praise and thanks. That's what it's all about. That we not only hear the word, but that God's word, if you believe it, that it accomplishes in us for what God has letting us hear it. We are grateful. Paul writes to the Corinthians, the word of the cross is for them who get lost, it's foolishness. But for us, who we are saved, it's the power of God. Is God's word the power of God for us? Praise and thanks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord come to his right with all of us. Now let us stand up for prayer. Faithful God in heaven, we say thanks from the bottom of our hearts for the faithfulness, for the grace which you are giving us every day, also this morning again. We have come to this place to hear, but also give grace, not only to hear, but to be doers, being aligned. My God, I thank you. Give grace that we look up to you, your servants, the apostles, have expressed it. And they were thankful for all them who received your word and who were aligned accordingly. So help us also, Lord, that we get aligned for the glory of your name. Bless us at this place. Bless also all those who cannot be here. Lord, you know why, whatever reasons they have. Bless all who are joining us online, who are listening worldwide, watching. Oh God, let your word accomplish for what you are sending it for. But not only for a witness, but also for a salvation, for deliverance, and for forgiveness. Lord, bless also the lips through which you can and will speak. We want to hear. And not only to hear, but we also want to be doers of your word. Be merciful. Amen. You may be seated. Let us sing a couple of choruses from page 40 from the booklet. Let us start with chorus number 3. Oh, I want to see him. Number 3. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Number 12, every day with Jesus. Number 12, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. Praise and thanks. Also this morning, many greetings have come in from all brothers and sisters. One can say worldwide. For instance, our brother Wendell Ellis from Canada is sending greetings. Likewise, brother Lotika from Australia, from Russia. Brother Vladimir is sending greetings from Moldavia. Brother and sister Kishinau from Kishinau. Today we have also greetings from Serbia, from brother Chinishar, from Hungary, brother Lajos from the Czech Republic. Brother Joschka is sending greetings from Sweden, brother Elias from England, brother John from Italy, brother Raffaello and sister Marie sending greetings from Morocco. Our brother Lutris from Kenya. Our brother Nyagi is sending greetings. Brother Ilonidas is greeting from Burundi, from Zambia. Brother Paul from Zimbabwe. Brother Chowawa from Rwanda. Our brother Chauffeur from Uganda, from the refugee camps. The church from Bia Bakora. Also brother Elia, Brother Lip and Brother Mombert from the Ivory Coast, the brethren Richer, Enoch, Gutenberg, Yaho, Mark, and Brother Yapi from South Africa. The brethren are greeting us, Brother Mezzo, Motika, Donovan, Bruce, Philemon, and Ronnie. And finally, from the two Congos, the brethren Samuel, Pierre, Alberto, Nernar, Norak, Rashidi, Lulala, Brother Felix, Brother Gerard, Brother Balthazar, and Brother Thierry. May the Lord bless all who are joining us. Also, although they have not sent us greetings, we expect great blessings. Now let us sing the chorus, Only Believe, Only Believe. And then Brother Frank comes and will give us the word. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible for them who believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. To this we say Amen. He has given us verbally His promise, I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. And we have put our trust in Him. And we know He is the author and He is the finisher of our faith. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And we thank Him that He has put His word anew upon the lampstand. And today, we would like to give the opportunity to the brothers who visited us, if they have greetings to extend. Brother Cosme Bra from Angola, Brother Justin, or whoever would like to extend greetings, please come now to the front and extend the greetings. Brother Arben, are you here today? Brother Arben, please come, be so kind. Is he not here?
Yeah. Don't take your time, just come. Yes, God bless you, brother, God bless you, yes. Just a few words. Quelques mots, seulement quelques mots. Si.
Je vous salue tous. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I give you greetings from the brothers and sisters from Cabinda, Angola. They greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Who else is coming from the brothers? Please, let us stand up. Let us pray once again. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you into your presence to hear your word. We thank you, Lord, for the precious seed of the word, of the promised word. We thank you for it, that you are speaking to us in this time, that you are revealing your counsel unto us, that you are showing us your promises. We thank you, O Lord. Already at the time of Abraham, you swear by yourself, because you could not swear by anyone else, that the promises which you gave Abraham, that you will fulfill them all. Lord, we are of this kind, namely the children of promise, and you will fulfill your promises in us and through us. You will bless us as you blessed Abraham, who was in the possession of your promises. You met him after he met Melchizedek. You have given us bread and wine. Thanks be unto you. In Jesus' holy name, we commit this service into your hands. Bless each individual. Open our hearts, open our ears, and let us praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. You alone are worthy, O Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Also, I have to extend greetings to you from Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, from Brother Inodi, who at this time is in Istanbul, in Turkey. And now with the church there, he's listening to this service. And then that what Brother Michael told me yesterday, I just would like to say it here again. God took care for it, that the meetings in Pakistan, that these meetings today can be heard today in Pakistan. This meeting, God is doing great things. And at the last weekend, alone in Rawalpindi, 27 were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is really doing great things. And our brother, who they want to put him in court, but he is free now because all the accusation points are null and void. We are grateful for our brother Michael, that the Lord can use him in such a way. He's translating there. May the Lord bless you. Brother Emmanuel from London also phoned. He can give a report of what God is doing in India. Yes, various brothers from the various countries can give reports of what God is doing. Brother Lotika reported from Australia how God has opened the doors there and how the blessing of the Almighty can be seen visibly. It's manifested. All brothers, especially our brother Claudio Miskis, can also give testimony of that, what God is doing in the Portuguese-speaking nations. God really took care for it, that the Word of God can be heard in all languages, in all peoples it can be preached, and that the transmission is possible. For this, we are grateful to our Lord God. May all translators be blessed. We all know that with God all things are possible. And when he said that the last message would reach the ends of the earth, then it had to be this way. And we are grateful to God for it. Just before, I was reading the word from 1 Titus chapter 1. Verse 12. Here Paul writes, First Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12. First Timothy 1, verse 12. And then verse 17. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Verse 17, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. No man of God praised himself. All did what the Lord told them. And brothers and sisters, and may especially all ministering brethren worldwide, may they today listen carefully. Listen. Many times we have said it at this place. If a man of God does not succeed by the preaching to connect the people with God, then something is wrong somewhere. The only purpose of the preaching of the Word of God, of the counsel of God, is to connect the people of God with Him, with that what God promised, with that what God is doing right now. Sadly, one has to say it with great pain, that after the passing of Brother Branham, the fanatics, have put the man of God instead of God. And the connection is only established to him, to him, to him. And to that what he said, the Bible was closed. And one false teaching after the other was proclaimed. And always referring to the prophet. Nothing but misunderstandings were presented. But to the Lord God be the thanks. The true bride church will only hearken to the voice of the bridegroom. And Brother Branham, he was of course sent to reveal all that what was hidden in the Word, not to establish a new religion. This, of course, did all the others, Methodists, Baptists, all, just name them, the founders of the various denominations. William Branham was, of course, sent to restore all things in the church, putting it back into the original condition. And it is he who has said, say nothing what is not written in the Bible. Only say what is written in the Word of God. And we are grateful to the Lord God. I say it really. I say it with great pain. of what all is going on. It's just you can just shake your heads. It just tears your heart into pieces. I said it to you last time. Up to the Bible, which is published from Jeffersonville, with a remark, Voice of God Recordings, Revelation 10, verse 7. The voice of God recorded. And then one photo after the other comes here. And the people, just imagine, a Bible, publishing it. Then the photo of Hoffman, who wanted to know how our Lord looked like, all putting it into the Bible, and it's being sent to all of them, to all of them. Brothers, sisters, what shall one say to it? We neither publish a songbook, nor we publish a Bible. But we thank the Lord God that He has helped us on the day of salvation. And brothers and sisters, the last and most terrible false teaching is that it is being proclaimed that the Lord descended already, and now He's joined, celebrating marriage with a bride, and that at the rapture, then the marriage supper will take place in heaven. And brothers and sisters, and this is only just based upon one single statement which Brother Branham made between marriage and marriage supper. Out of this, they made a doctrine. And to this, I would just like to read the word from the Holy Scripture. Because this is not only a false teaching, this is antichrist. Whoever claims that the Lord descended already or has come already spiritually, and who to claim the redeemed and that the mercy seat has no more the blood upon it, that there's only grace in the redeemed on the earth, but that no one can be added anymore, and that he's now celebrating the marriage with his own. Oh, why? Why? And may all brothers, also those in Abidjan, may they hear it. Why? It's written in Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins, not 10 married women. Then, and we emphasized it here. We emphasized it here, firstly, Matthew 24, with the giving out of the food, which God, of course, has given by His grace. And then, namely in that period of time, when the table of the Lord is prepared with a holy food, with a hidden manna, with a precious word of God being prepared, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Let us say it once again. Not 10 married women, but 10 virgins. Likened, which at the return of the Lord are ready. Five of them will, of course, have the oil in their vessels and also in the lamps. But I'm asking these brothers, Where is the respect before the word of God? And when Paul writes to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I want to present Christ, a chaste virgin. May they read this word again, and may they not twist the statements of Brother Branham unto their own destruction, because thus Peter has written it in reference to the letters of Paul, that some things are hard to be understood, that those who are unsettled, they twist it unto their own destruction. Beloved brothers, ministers of the word, if you are called as ministers of the word, as Paul has written to Timothy, then preach the word. Whoever was really called by God is called to preach the word. And I can say it out of experience. When the Lord called me, these were the first words which the Lord has spoken. I will send you into other cities to preach my word. Of course, not to twist statements for destruction, but to preach the pure and holy word of God. Because we are, of course, the word bride. And everything what is written in the word finds its fulfillment with all of us by His grace. We, who we believe with all our hearts. Here, in 2 John, we find a very important quote in the Word of God. 2nd Epistle of John, verse 7 and 10. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Whoever does not confess Jesus Christ in this way, as the Holy Scripture says it, namely, that bodily he rose, bodily he was 40 days with his disciples, bodily before their eyes he was ascending, the same Jesus will return in like manner as you have seen him go up into heaven. I'm asking with holy, where is the scripture that the Lord sometimes comes spiritually? No. It's antichrist. It's a false teaching. The Lord has sent the last message to call out, to prepare unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May all brothers who nowadays have been touched by this false doctrine, may they repent. Just think of it. When a church of 3,000 people hears this false teaching being led into it. What shall one say to it? I must raise my voice. I must let the word of God alone be valid. And here we read on. Perhaps verse 7 again. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Then, verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, namely that Jesus Christ cometh in the body of flesh, receive him not into your house, neither greet him. With God, there is no compromise. That's how it is written, and that's how we believe it. Let us come now back to last night. This is, of course, our certificate. We have God's holy word, and we believe with all our hearts that we are now living in the last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ. We have arrived. And we cannot deal any longer with all the false doctrines. We must deal with that what serves for our preparation. Because we want that our beloved Lord at his return finds us in such a way that we really by grace can be raptured. Now to the text from Thessalonians. To this, really, something must be said here once again. The brothers are referring to it. They say that the Lord descends in the message, and they refer to the sermon of Brother Branham with the title The Rapture. But also there, beloved brothers and sisters, one just has to go back to the Word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 has nothing to do anymore with the message, but with the return of Jesus Christ. At all who read this text must, not can, they must start with verse 13, not with verse 15 or 16. No, they have to start with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 with verse 13, because in verse 13 we are told of what it is all about. Namely, firstly, about them who sleep in Christ. No more about a message which reaches the ends of the earth. But here it is about them who are asleep in Christ. And then about those who are alive in Christ Jesus at the return of Jesus Christ. And the return of the Lord will of course not be over a period of time, but as the lightning shines from the east to the west, so it will be with the return of our Lord. One cannot say, he's here or he's there. He's in the desert. No, And again, no. When he returns, then firstly, it's about them who are asleep in Christ. Let us read this text with respect in the presence of God. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. So, it's about those who are asleep in Christ, firstly. And then, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That's how it is written here. Those who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him when he returns to take his own home. Then, verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we, now we who are alive, you and I, now we are meant. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. So, not a message which is preached worldwide, but the return of our Lord and Savior. Then, verse 16, for the Lord himself, not in the spirit, not as a doctrine, but for the Lord himself, who ascended to heaven, will return. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. How often we said it at this place, brothers and sisters. His resurrection is the guarantee for our resurrection. And we who we are alive now and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep in Christ. For they shall rise first, and then we will be changed, and together we will meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, and so shall we be forever with the Lord. The brothers make a mistake. Brother Branham was singing a very old chorus. He liked to sing it. Jesus is coming back to earth again. Jesus is coming back to earth again. And alone from this chorus, which he liked to sing. Jesus is coming back to earth again.
Jesus kommt wieder auf die Erde zurück. Es war ein Chorus.
It was a chorus which he liked to sing.
And they are
basing their false doctrine upon this. Who can grasp it? Who can grasp it? When the Lord comes to this earth, then we see it. In Revelation chapter 10, then he puts one foot upon the sea and the other foot upon the land. Then he comes as the angel of the covenant. Then the second part from Malachi 3 comes to fulfillment. Malachi 3 verse 1, the second part, that the angel of the covenant suddenly comes to his temple. Also here, we could go into all the details. And we all know that Brother Branham, in particular, concerning the evening time, it was given to him by God. It was laid upon his heart 228 times, Brother Branham referred to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7 and 8. There will come a day which is not bright and not dark, but at evening time there shall be light. This scripture, this word of prophecy, this holy word, which is being literally fulfilled with Israel, and whoever reads verse 9 in Zechariah 14, then the Lord will be king over all the earth. Whoever reads Zechariah 14 from verse 1, he doesn't need to ask anyone anymore where it belongs. He sees it, he reads it, he will be led into it. Brother Branham only referred to this one verse, for unto him it was the most important at evening time, not at the midnight hour, at evening time there shall be light. For him it was so especially important that God has given light. Yes, darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness the people. But upon us, the light is shining, and God could use Brother Branham in such a way to reveal all the mysteries, all that was hidden from Genesis 1, from verse 1 up to Revelation 22. But it's absolutely necessary that we take the quotations back into the Holy Scripture, and the word of prophecies can have a two-fold meaning. And we are grateful to the Lord God. You all know that especially the evening time is very important for the Lord God. At evening time, the Lord came into the Garden of Eden. Abraham sacrificed his offerings at evening time. And in Israel, there are two evening times, from the sunset up to the setting in of the darkness. And between this time, the sacrifices at evening time, they were offered. And when Brother Branham used this scripture for his ministry, as also Revelation 10, verse 7, then we of course know that he is not the seventh trumpet angel, but the seventh church age angel. messenger of the seventh church age in which we are living now, in which the Lord God at evening time has given light. Tell me, which scripture is still hidden? Which one? Everything was revealed. It has become light. And as we emphasized last night, the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament, it played the main role. Joshua, those who had to carry it, the priests, the Levites, he ordained them to put the Ark upon their shoulders. Without the Ark of the Covenant, they didn't go on their way, because the word of God had to be carried by them, and they were carried then by the word, and then God confirmed his presence. And whoever reads then in Ezra and Nehemiah, when the people of Israel were called back, what did they do? They came to Jerusalem. They found the old foundation of the temple, and they rebuilt the second temple upon the old foundation. Brothers and sisters, what did God do in our time? Our certificate is, of course, already in Acts chapter 2, the founding of the New Testament church by the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit. The blood-bought multitude was gathered in one accord, praying, and the promise which the Lord has given them, they had before their eyes and in their heart, namely that what the Lord promised by his mouth, that is now being fulfilled in them. And that's how it happened. Brothers and sisters, in the same way, it must be with us now. The choir has sung the wonderful song of the latter rain, that the latter rain will fall upon the sowed seed. I say this, in the presence of God, I've said it here many times, when Brother Branham saw the wheat field, he saw much tares in the wheat field, tares, and both was dry, both was groaning, both of them wanted to have rain, and then the rain came, and then both the wheat and the tares, they were made alive. And Brother Ram really says, both were jubilating. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, but when I saw the wheat field, God is my witness, It stood out to me in the spirit. The things are so present. In the spirit, one sees it so clearly. And in the spirit, one is made attentive to that what's all about and what is important. From the first moment on, it stood out to me that really not a single tear was in the wheat field. And brothers and sisters, this is not being puffed up. This is divine reality. As sure as we received the pure word seed, sowing it, so sure a pure word bride will come up. He the wheat corn and we the wheat field. And when the harvest is brought in, then he will gather only his wheat into his garner. And the chaff and the tares will be burnt. Because before that, it will be gathered out of the wheat field. And may all brothers who have drifted away in false teachings, may they once for all hear. Whoever is of God heareth only God's word. And it's really important now. As we said last Sunday in Zurich, we must believe the truth, possess the truth. The truth must become our possession. We must be in the Word, and the Word must be in us. Nothing else anymore, but only the Word of God in us, and we in the Word. Because this the Lord also said, if my words abide in you, even the sanctification happens in the Word of God. Let us summarize of what it is all about in our time. At evening time, to the midnight hour, the call becomes louder and louder. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And as we said before, God took care of it. That the written word has become the revealed word. And that the food, the hidden manna, was stored in. Also this, we repeatedly emphasized. In March 62, Brother Branham received the instruction what would take place when his street would be widened, when the fence was laid upon the grass, and when the bulldozers were running up and down, that then he should move to Arizona, because there the supernatural cloud would appear with the seven angels. And right at that moment, a brother Frank was traveling to Jeffersonville. And that the prophet told me, I can no more go to Los Angeles. I can no more go to Oakland, California. I must pack my things, because the Lord, about half a year ago, he gave me the instruction, when the street is widened, that I should move to Arizona. Just think of it. There, a brother Frank comes, speaks with the prophet of God. And also, this must be said once again. I've said it many times here. Brothers and sisters, do you know how I felt when I was sitting there opposite Brother Branham and Brother Softman and Brother Woods? We're also there. And Brother Branham then spoke of Brother Guggenbühl from Zurich and Brother Müller from Karlsruhe. He was telling things and he was asking, I just lost my patience. And I said, Brother Branham, I have come to ask you something. His hand went up like this, and the left eye was twinkling a bit. And I noticed, now he sees a vision. And he says, Brother Frank, may I tell you what the Lord has spoken to you? He repeats in the English language what the Lord spoke to me in the German language, that I will go from city to city to preach the word. And then you all know the second And the third part of it, of the storing in of the food, and that no songbook should be published. And what shall I tell you? The Lord God has put the emphasis on it. Brother Branham said, you misunderstood the Lord. You were thinking that there comes a natural famine and you stored in natural groceries. And then he said that the Lord will send a hunger to hear his words. And the food which I should store in is the promised word for this time. And it is recorded on the tapes. Brothers and sisters, we are not inventing anything, but we are grateful. We are grateful to God that we are in the direct commission of God, giving out the precious, holy word of God, preaching it. And also this, that we have been acquainted with that, what God has done by the ministry of Brother Branham. We are directly connected with it, with that, what God promised for this time. And let us also say this once again. Whoever is connected only with the prophet and with that what he said, has missed the goal. You all know, I showed you this key just the last time. I showed you the key which is sent out to all ministering brethren from Jeffersonville. And they shall now be connected with Revelation 10, connected with Luke 17, verse 30, connected with Amos 3, verse 7. But now is the point here. This scripture, scriptures were preached for the reason, for the purpose, that we are connected with God because of the promises which are written in these scriptures. Of course, not standing at it and repeating and listening to the tapes, thanks be to the living God, that also in this regard we understood everything according to the word of God, placing it. And when Brother Branham says something of himself, when he says, my ministry is not over yet in South Africa. When he says, I will go to Israel, he even said, how many will be converted? Many, many things he said of himself. This is, of course, not my preaching. My preaching is that what God has said in his word. And we are truly thankful, coming back to last night again, if you would know what this all means for me, that God has really led us into the Holy of Holies, where one hears nobody, where one sees nobody, there's only the Ark of the Covenant. And as we read yesterday, the certificate of the covenant, the certificate of the covenant, God made a covenant with us through the blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary. And we are grateful, grateful with all our hearts, that we by faith can receive and accept, hearing the last call, bringing the last message into all the world. And brothers and sisters, Whoever in Revelation 8 reads about the seventh seal will of course read in the first verse that there's a silence in heaven. But then that seven angels stood before the throne of God and that seven trumpets were given to them. And then one can read in chapter 8 what takes place when the first four trumpets are sounded. In chapter 9, one can read what happens in the fifth and sixth trumpet on the earth. One judgment after the other judgment. Because it falls already into the wrath of God, into the day of the Lord. Now, after in Revelation 8, the first four trumpets, and in Revelation 9, the next two angels sounded the trumpet, altogether six trumpets. Then, in Revelation 10, comes the announcement. In the days when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared it unto his servants, the prophets. Brothers and sisters, can it be said more clearly? Here we have the certificate. Here we have the certificate about everything, about the seals. Here with the certificate, more we don't need. More we don't need. Here we have the certificate for everything what God is about to do with the church, what he promised, and what will take place after the rapture. In the sixth and seventh seal, what happens in the sixth and seventh seal happens all after the rapture. Really, after the rapture. Or in the first trumpet, one third of the trees will be destroyed. One third, one third. Everything already judgments of God. What shall one say to all of it? Thanks be to God for this holy certificate given unto us, and what is written in it, it's valid for us throughout all eternity. And that, what Brother Branham said, we place it in it, into God's holy word. God's holy word remains forever our absolute. It must be written in the Word. Let us say it once again. Zechariah 14. One has to read the whole chapter to know of what it is all about. Namely, that the Lord then starts his millennial reign, his kingdom. One could go here into all the details. Brothers and sisters, let us say it in closing. God looks at us mercifully. He has sent his servant and prophet, and we believe 100% what is in connection with the sending. And we experienced it. That what God has said personally, also in reference to the sending of Elijah, who should come before the day of the Lord comes. What did the mouth of the Lord? What did the Lord say personally? He shall restore all things. And now we see it. We see the fulfillment. He restored all things. Now we, as the true believers, must be let ourselves be brought back into the correct position, namely, so that everything what was promised can come to fulfillment. Brother Borg mentioned Abraham. Abraham believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. He didn't look on himself. He didn't look on Sarah. He didn't look on the circumstances. He looked on him who has given the promise. He personally has heard it. Personally, he was given the promise. Next year, at around this time, I'll return to you, and then Sarah shall have a son. The Lord also spoke to us personally. His word was laid into our hearts, and by grace, by the Holy Spirit, it was revealed. Also this, we said last night already, the first and the last sermon must agree. We have no founding certificate. All the churches have it. They set forth what they believe, what they teach. Every denomination, all the creeds, they wrote it down, statements of faith and so forth. Our contract, our covenant is here. And as I said before, we go back to the book of Acts, to the founding. And here, the founding certificate, the first sermon, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see how important a revelation is in Matthew 28. The Lord speaks of the name in which God revealed himself as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. But in the first sermon, the name is spoken out. And all who were baptized since that time, be it in Acts 8, be it Acts 10, be it Acts 19, all who in the early church were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the certificate. Here we go back to. This is the testament which God has left unto us. And we may say with all our hearts, the Lord has sent his prophet to reveal all that to us. I wouldn't have known anything about the Godhead, about the baptism. I would not have known it. Everything, I would not have known it. I would have gone like all the others also on their ways. Already in 1960, I should have become Europe manager for T.L. Osborne, who was the world famous evangelist. Like all of us, we would have walked on our own ways into various directions. But it pleased the Lord to call us out. Ye, my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Let us close with a precious thought of the Word of God. In the church of the living God, there's not a single false teaching, not a single one. In the church of the living God, which is itself the pillar and foundation of the truth, there's only the truth preached and believed, only namely the words of this certificate, words of this covenant at the founding of the church. We have been brought back to the beginning, to the origin. And all who are here today or somewhere on the earth listening now, be it in Australia, New Zealand, be it in Canada, USA, be it in Africa, on any continent, brothers and sisters, this is the time which God has given and ordained for us. And we are truly arrived at the end of the time of grace. Let us also pray for Israel, that God gives grace, that the chosen people, that they are visited by God graciously. But as we said many times, firstly, the completion of the church from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And then the Lord will finish his work with Israel. And everything will be good. Be grateful. Be grateful that the Lord, each one of us, addressed personally, and all who had consecrated their lives to the Lord and who are not yet baptized scripturally, after the service, you have the opportunity to be baptized scripturally. God also took care for it, that we not only have meetings, but that they are transmitted. God took care for everything. Also for that, that we can baptize here at this place. We can baptize so that all who have consecrated their lives to the Lord today, after this service, they can be baptized biblically. May really all believe with all their hearts, and that the Lord sees us as one heart and one soul, looks at us, blessing us, as at the beginning, so at the end, that the latter rain can fall, and that we are all blessed. The latter rain will only fall unto the wheat, and the Lord will complete his work with all of us by grace. To him be the thanks for the precious and holy word. To him be the thanks for that, what he is doing in our time. May all ministering brethren only give out the spiritual food which was stored in. And brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord has said personally. Who can grasp it? I never asked him to tell me something or to speak to me. It was his decision. And may all brothers in all places, in all countries, only preach what they can preach from the Holy Scriptures. And then the Lord will finish his work with all of us. And he will return. To him be the glory. Let us stand up. Perhaps our brothers and sisters are coming to sing the Maranatha song. Brother Jean-Claude, please come with your people. In the meantime, we sing a chorus, Just As I Am. Brother Jean-Claude, please come and sing the Maranatha song. We will all tune in, Just As I Am. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Maranatha.
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 Alleluia.
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 Amen. Yes, the main thought was Jesus is coming back again. And we brought the message before his return. And if you believe with all your heart what God promised for this period of time, say amen. Amen. Now, we ask some brothers to come to pray with us. Brother Didier, our brother from South Africa, Perhaps Brother Tati, some brothers, please come. And whoever would like to come, Brother Hussar, please come also to thank the Lord. We are just so grateful for all our ministering brethren. Where is Brother Arben? Lord, our God and Father, it's grace which you have shown us anew this weekend. For us, the word of promise is yes and amen. We love the certificate. We love the document, the contract. We have been brought back to the original word. And we found the old foundation. And we believe that we are heirs. And we believe that also the capstone will be placed. Therefore, please bless every heart. Bless each soul. We have heard the true message, the true word proclamation, as at the beginning. Bless your people, bless your servant with all our hearts. We expect the latter rain to fall, so that we are fully mature at the end. May your name be praised. Lord, we pray for all. And we pray that all are healed, that the sick are healed. We will depart from this place being blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord our God,
Herr unser Gott,
I'm so thankful for this weekend.
Ich bin sehr dankbar für dieses Wochenende.
You have spoken.
Du hast gesprochen.
And you have let it be written.
Und du hast es auch geschrieben. Du hast es schon geschrieben vorher.
We have the evidence of your promises.
Wir haben den Nachweis deiner Verheißung.
We have the certificate.
Wir haben die Urkunde.
We have the written covenant.
Wir haben den geschriebenen Vertrag.
We are heirs with you.
Wir sind Erben mit dir zusammen.
And co-heirs with the Christ.
Und mit Erben Christi.
You shall come back.
Du wirst bald wiederkommen.
We are waiting for you.
Wir warten auf dich.
And you have sent the message.
Du hast eine Botschaft
gesandt. To prepare the bride.
Um die Braut vorzubereiten.
You, the bridegroom,
du bist der Bräutigam.
Shall soon come.
Du wirst bald kommen.
We thank you for this privilege.
Wir danken dir für dieses Vorrecht.
We are a privileged people.
Wir sind ein bevorrechtigtes Volk.
We are the royal seed of Abraham.
Wir sind der königliche Same Abraham.
We believe like he believed.
Wir glauben so wie er geglaubt hat.
And we trust you.
Und wir glauben dir.
We thank you.
Und wir danken dir.
We praise you.
Und wir loben dich.
We honor you.
Und wir ehren dich.
And we want to obey you.
Und wir wollen fully, gehorsam sein.
We want to be doers.
Wir wollen das tun.
And believers.
Und glauben.
Of your promises.
Was deine Verheißung sagt.
Thank you for this weekend.
Dank sei dir für dieses Wochenende.
Thank you for the revealed word.
Für das geoffenbarte Wort.
Thank you for this message.
Für diese Botschaft.
That's reaching the end of the world.
Die Enden der Erde erreicht.
Be praised.
Sei gelobt.
Be honored.
Und geehrt.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesu heiligen Namen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Where is our brother? Faithful Heavenly Father, I'm grateful that I could be here Lord, you were in our midst. You spoke to us. You had fellowship with us. And as we read yesterday, when Solomon said, what you promised verbally to my father David, this you fulfilled. And then this precious word, as it is visibly before our eyes, every promise which you have given us will become a reality. Lord, you made a contract with us. This is the new covenant in my blood. Lord, you established the contract. In this contract, all promises are written down and revealed. And each one of us, we are part of this contract. And we have the right in every promise you have given us. And also in our lives, it will become visible. It will become a reality. Be it the new birth, the spirit baptism, the rapture, everything will be a reality in our time. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Have thine own way with each one of us. Lead us, guide us to the place which you have ordained for us. Let it be visible for our neighbors, for our relatives, that it becomes a reality in our lives. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We'll give you now, we commit the remaining time into your hands. Let us be ready. Lord, you want to be Lord over us, not only God. You have the right to use our lives. Let the word once again become flesh in our time through us. Lord, we give you the glory. We ask, we pray also for your servant. We are thankful for this ministry. Reward your servant, bless him, establish him, and use him mightily. We thank you for everything, and we give you all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is Brother Florin in our midst? Please come. Let him think that somebody translates him. We are in particular thankful that our brothers are used by the Lord. Also our brother Huszar, together with brother Momcilo Petrovic, he was in Serbia and all the surroundings, Macedonia, and everywhere, open doors. In 5 different cities, they preached the word. God bless brother Huszar. God bless brother Momcilo. And may God bless all. May God bless our brother Florin. Lord, our Father, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you for these moments. We thank you for your revealed word. We thank you for your promises, for your work which you are doing presently. You have opened our understanding for the scripture, and you are leading us into all the truth. Also today we have heard your word clearly. Your word calls us out from all error, and it leads us into your truth. Also today, your word shall not return without bringing forth fruit. May you deliver today. May you heal today. May you give a new life. Hear us, answer us. To you, we want to bring all the gratefulness and glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether we all received what the Lord spoke to us through his word, and especially all, again addressed to all ministering brethren, please, don't bring in false teachings. We must be the absolute unity in the faith, in the doctrine. All must be brought into conformity with this divine testament, with this certificate. And I say it once again, may the ministering brethren respect God's word, that in this period of time, the virgins are likened unto the kingdom of God, virgins, not already married women. May they stop to present doctrines which are not of God and which cannot stand and which are not contained in this testament. May the Lord God give grace to it. Then I would like to ask directly, do we have some who would like to be baptized? Do we have hands? Just come to the front so that we don't lose time anymore. If we have some who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. Then we pray together. And in particular, all our brothers who are translating, may God bless you in all languages, Brother Etienne Genton, and whoever all our brothers are, Brother Michael, Brother Ernst, and all brothers who pass on the word, who are translating it into the various languages. To the Lord be the thanks that also he took care for it, and that this last message we can carry unto the ends of the earth. Please remember me in your daily prayers. Everything was quite good until the 85th birthday. But if you are running towards the 90s, then you feel it. But God willing, on Wednesday, together with Brother Tati, a journey starts to the Far East, to Bangkok, where from all neighboring countries, the believers will come together in a conference to hear the word. Then, God willing, further on to Manila, to the Philippines. Remember us, remember me in particular, in your prayers, that the Lord calls out the last ones, and that we everywhere, also there, where the brothers and sisters are not yet connected, that we will take care that they get connected. And Brother Tati is of course responsible for it, that we equip everyone, that they can listen, that they can watch. Also for this, we are very grateful. You want to be baptized. You all speak German? Not all. But which language?
Pardon? Russisch?
Russian.
Le Français.
French.
Die werden die Übersetzung hören.
They will listen to the translation. The baptism is for believers, for people who accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. According to the scripture, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. You believe in him. You believe on his name. Because in his name, forgiveness of sins should be preached to all nations. And we preached the forgiveness of sins in his name. And you accepted and received it. And now you will be baptized into his name. It's the covenant of a good conscience with God, which believers make. Now we will pray together. Lord Almighty God, bless, please bless. Give the experience of the conversion, of the new birth, of the renewing. Oh, beloved Lord, may it be a covenant of a good conscience. May your blessing rest upon all who are going to be baptized now. Be blessed with a blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now, one word addressed to all of the meeting. Do we have still brothers and sisters who are newcomers, who are not yet acquainted with the proclamation in such a way? If you have any questions, please write them down on a piece of paper and put them upon the table. We are ready to answer all biblical questions with the Bible. And I believe the Lord, if these are biblical questions, then the Lord has answered them already by the proclamation of his holy and precious word. Receive and accept. The time to think about it is long over. Now is the time to hear, to receive, and to believe with all your heart, so that we are ready and part of it when the Lord returns. Let us sing the wonderful chorus, "Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face." Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Once again, beloved Lord, we say together thanks unto you that undisturbed we can come together, hearing your holy word, believing it, getting it revealed. Give us all obedience so that your well-pleasing can rest upon all of us, and so that we are walking with you like Enoch walked with you, so that when you return, so that no one will be missing. Beloved Lord, hear me. I ask you that all who hear your holy word now, that they believe it, that they get it revealed, so that they are ready and part of it when you return to take your own home. And I pray for all ministering brethren worldwide, to only preach what is written in the contract which God made with us in this covenant, namely what is written in the Bible. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. May the same anointing of the Holy Spirit, which rested upon all to whom you spoke, those who wrote down your word, may it also rest upon all of us, so that we have the same revelation by your Spirit. Bless all brothers in all languages, in all nations. And once again, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You have done great things at this place. Blessed and praised be thy wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.